This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Germany is withholding its approval of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. That's a major conduit for moving natural gas from Russia to Germany and then Europe. The move could complicate Europe's long-term energy plans, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Europe is trying to transition away from coal and crude oil, and it already relies on Russian natural gas to supplement its wind and solar power.
Russian gas is the cheapest and most available supply.
Sarah Vekshuri runs SVB Energy International. She says Europe could buy more liquefied natural gas from Qatar or the U.S., but LNG comes with shipping costs, liquefaction costs.
The whole process is more costly than just exporting the natural gas from Russia to Europe in pipeline.
Europe has been importing more LNG anyway, but there's only so much it can take in, says Matt Smith at the data and analytics company Kepler.
Last month, we saw capacity in Europe hitting up against 100% there, so they couldn't pull in any more LNG than they already are.
Regardless of what happens with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, Smith says natural gas prices in Europe are likely to stay elevated throughout the year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.